Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Seeds of the Word. Amen. I love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory and honor. We thank you for today. We thank you for your presence. God, your peace. Hallelujah. Amen. We pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to bless this segment on today, God. We ask you, God, to come in the midst. You give us encouragement words. Your word is all encouraging, God. Help us to be strong. Help us to be courageous. As we go into the harvest field where it is ripe, and God, you help us to be bold for you, Lord God, bold as a lion. And God, we give you praise and glory, Father God, as you touch in a mighty way all the saints of God. God, giving them strength, giving them energy, God. Rejuvenation, refreshment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, as you led us this great day by your wisdom, you led us, Father God, by your grace, by your mercy. You're leading us, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We give you the highest praise, and we honor you. Thank you for helping us to persevere and endure. For we know that we will see the crown of righteousness, the crown of eternal life. To you be the glory. To you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Amen. Today we are speaking and we are encouraging each other. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, it says, now about food sacrificed to idols, we know that we all possess knowledge. But knowledge puffs up while love builds up. Verse 2 said, those who think they are something do not yet know as they ought to know. Verse 3 says, but whoever loves God is known by God. Verse 4, so then after eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world and that there is no God but one. This chapter is about food being sacrificed to idols, and and consuming those. And but I believe it starts out with something very interesting here when it talks about knowledge, when it talks about what we can know. And we may know certain things, but knowledge, it puffs up. It makes you, well, I know this. But this is not what he was, you know, wanted to really bring out. He wanted to bring out the fact that love builds up. Love builds up. We want to know if we are in a situation, relational wise, with God, with other believers. Are we in a, you know, in the love that God calls love with, you know, maybe someone we want to be married to, or you know, in something of that type of nature. Here it says love builds up. That's how we can measure. Is the love building us up, or is it tearing us down? And even you can find this, you know, you want to be part of a healthy body of Christ, and you don't want to, that you always be torn down or wanted the worst to happen to you or for you. No, you want, God wants the best to happen for his people. Amen. Love builds up. Are you being built up in Christ? Amen. Built up and edified. Built up and encouraged. Feel like you have strength to do the will of God every day, to face the temptations that we face in the body, in the flesh that comes up against, amen, the word of God. Do you have that built up inside of you, amen? Someone has done the will of God towards you and edifying you and building you up. Love builds up. It builds up. And then he goes on down. He's setting a good foundation to what really truly matters, and it's God who matters. And he says in verse 3, but whoever loves God is known by God. Always priority is to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. You may be tired of hearing about love, but I tell you that love is so important to us. It's important because that's what God is. That's what God is. That's what he taught. That's what Jesus was teaching, that if you are my disciples, you would keep my command. My command is just love your neighbor as yourself. Love. And so whoever loves God is known by God. And we love God. We can't, don't think that our love for God is in any way being swept under the rug. God puts us to the side. Some people, you know, you tell them you love them, you love them, you show them you love them. You go out of your way, you do whatever, you know, that you really love them, but they sweep that other way. They push it to the side. They just, you know, they take it for granted, basically. And they show no appreciation, but that's okay. Because with God, always with God, he knows that we love him. He knows that we love and we care for about his people. God takes notice. Amen. God takes notice. And here also in this in these verses, scripture, verse 4, he also sets the foundation of there is no God but one. There's only one God. And you can read over the scriptures from the Old to the New Testament. Idols are nothing. They cannot hear. They cannot see. They cannot smell. They are nothing. God is the living God who sits on the throne. You say, do we really need to be reminded of that? We know that. No, see, that's puffed up. That's knowledge puffed up. Yes, God wants to remind us. Because, listen, saints of God, it's easy to be tracked by an idol, tracked by TV, by pursuit of wealth. pursuit of acknowledgement and affirmation from others. So idols are not just, golden statues and so on and so forth that we, things made of wood and, if you read out, through the scriptures how, that they made certain idols and had these things in their houses, a statue of this, or, we know of modern day idols, amen, and, but this is the thing. An idol is anything we could put before God instead of making God a priority. And I tell you, we have to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. And always say, God is one. There's only one God who is worthy to be served. There's only one God we bow down and worship to. Because he told us we should have no other God before him. Amen. And so it says, little children, keep yourself from idols. Little children, we God's children, let's keep ourselves from idols. Let's keep ourselves in purity of heart. Purity of mind, the purity of blameless before the Lord. All need, I need, we need. This is encouragement for me, for us. We all need the great physician for any sin, sickness of the soul. Jesus said he didn't come called the righteous to repentance. Those who think they are well and they are okay don't need a doctor. We don't want to get sidetracked also by self-righteousness. We ought to live under the righteousness that God has planned before the foundation of the world. The righteousness found only in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The righteousness found only in Jesus Christ. He is our righteousness. He has justified us. He shed his blood. He rose on the third day. Resurrection power living in us, the Holy Spirit. To God be the glory and to God be the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that you are and you were encouraged today. I know I'm always encouraged by what God is speaking, what God is saying. We want to know, people say, oh, I need a word from God. What is God saying? What is God speaking? We just open up the scriptures. God is always speaking. His words will never pass away. God is always telling us, speaking to us. And we need a word from the Lord. Let's open up the Bible. Scriptures, amen. Praise his holy name. I thank God for you that you joined us on this great day. We do not take for granted, amen, the saints of God. God bless you. God keep you, amen. Make his face shine upon you. He'll be gracious to you, turn his face towards you, and give you peace. We want to walk away with this. A couple of things. One is that knowledge will puff up, but love builds up. Remember to measure love by if it builds you up and if it's edifying. Also, the other thing is that whoever loves God is known by God. Amen. Praise his name. Keep us in prayer at Seeds of Harvest Biblical Coaching. Keep us in prayer as we go forth in the will of the Lord. Also, keep our prayer for our youth. And our children, our youth, amen. To God be the praise. Have an awesome rest of your day. Amen. Praise God.